All righty. Well, today we are talking about, what are we talking about? Not a good beginning. We're talking about core values and actually being able to remember them. That is so hilarious. The whole thing just escaped me. So, yes, we are looking at how to embody core values. I think we better start with a prayer. So, this one is called Your Greatness as Me. Dear God, free me from anything that blocks me, from believing in your greatness that flows through me, as me. Show me how to know you as me with every breath I take, regardless of circumstances, through the toughest storms, during moments of pure grace, and everything in between. Show me how to experience unceasingly your peace, your love, your abundance. Show me how to express unceasingly your peace, your love, your abundance. Show me how to share unceasingly your peace, your love, your abundance. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I surrender this to you. I know it is done.
Nice.
Thank you.
I love that one.
Yeah, it's the newest one, and I thought we had enough prayers for the new book, which maybe we do, but they just keep coming through, so there you go.
Nice.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll just have enough for gazillions of books.
Well, and it just occurred to me that there might be a book that is just poems and prayers, so that would be cool.
Oh, I would. Yeah, that would be really nice.
So then, again, that then becomes a different project, you know. So I better get the project list going. Yikes. All right. So I did not know last week when we were talking about our core values and that they seemed a little challenging to remember. It seems like the natural thing would be like, okay, how are we going to remember them? But I wasn't thinking that last week. And then the material just came through, and it's funny that I hadn't thought of it because last summer I created a body prayer not to remember my core values but to remember something else that I was integrating, and I know now. So it occurred to me that there is a way that we could, it would be a lot more helpful if we knew, not like we had to go look up or even memorize. So I know you didn't send me anything. Have you thought about that, or do you want to work with it now? What would be useful to you?
Well, I have a couple ways already. And one of them was I did word art, and it's on my refrigerator.
Yay.
And I probably need to change it because I think I don't see it as much anymore.
Yeah.
Because you just kind of walk by it and it doesn't register anymore.
Sure.
And then the other way is I made an oil blend spray.
With all of them?
No, but I did do that.
I don't understand what you just said.
I did make a oil blend with every oil.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. How was it?
It was awesome.
Wow.
I didn't think that it would be kind of gross, but it was really nice. Well, and I've done this with my core desired feelings.
Okay.
figure, and I did one for each feeling of my five feelings that I had. But
okay.
I think I could just make one that incorporated all the values and then just put them on a label on the outside too. But how I made the blends was, I've got this book called Emotions and Essential Oils, and so I went through and tried to figure out what the feelings and emotions were with the values, core values.
Yeah.
And then picked in one or two oils for each one, and then made them into a blend and have a spray, and I spray it every morning on myself.
Wow, talk about embodying. There they are, sprayed on you. How great is that?
I know, it's fun. And so I think for me that's just it's kind of a fun me way to do things. And also I like that it's actually being sprayed on you every day.
Yeah.
So hopefully that every time I smell that smell that it'll kick in.
Once you put it on you, do you periodically, I don't even know what to say, catch a whiff of yourself?
Yes, sometimes you do.
Okay.
Because I put it, I kind of spray it all over me, so it gets on my clothes and stuff too. So yeah, every once in a while you can smell it. And sometimes I can't smell it at all, which is weird, but... And I think the best part, I don't know, I stand in my kitchen and spray myself and spin around and...
That you like the ritual of it.
I think it's the ritual part, which, don't tell Gina, jeez.
Why? She doesn't know you do ritual?
Yeah.
I think...
I don't like the idea of rituals, but I know that I do them.
Interesting. So what's the distinction? There must be something you consider that is ritual, and then there's the way you do it that is fun for you. What's the difference?
I don't know. I think it's probably just, growing up in the Catholic Church where ritual was this thing.
Rote. Rah, rah,
yeah.
Rah, 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 rah. Up, down, in, out.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Every time, and it was boring and stupid. From my perspective.
Hey, we have that in common, and I did not know that about you.
Are you Catholic?
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Yeah, see?
And I think it's like that kind of block against that to me. And maybe it's the word, like, how Gina can't do commitment, but she can do devotion.
Yes.
And
so ritual just, it brings up the Catholic Church too fully, too immediately.
And not so much as it used to, but it still does a little bit. And so I'm not sure if it matters or not, that I don't want to call it that. But I don't know what to call it either.
Well, fun. Yeah, I actually pulled up the definition. Wow, there's 10 definitions for the noun in the first section. Good grief.
Everybody else has problems with it too, I see.
Yeah. So, an established or prescribed procedure. That sounds so clinical.
Yeah.
I wonder what maybe the synonyms would allude us to something. Oh, that's so funny. The way they write it with funny letters to tell you how to pronounce it?
Uh-huh.
The emphasis is on the beginning, and they spell it like rich. Rich-ool. And I just noticed that the word rich was there, so that's curious to me.
Hmm. That is curious.
And when I think of it, it could be gold coins, but what I was thinking of is deep and meaningful, because there's something impactful ritual is totally different than that rote, no thought going into it, just blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So.
That is nice that there's some meaning, personal meaning, I guess, to it.
Yeah. But I wonder if there's a different word for that. So, some synonyms. Huh, yeah, they're not so great either. Custom, formality, habit, liturgy, practice, procedure, rite, communion, convention, prescription. Ugh. We need... Oh, now the first two that I somehow overlooked were ceremony and tradition. Does ceremony have that same thing for you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Is that too heavy or too...
It still seems like stuff that happens at church.
Gotcha.
You know, like a wedding ceremony or...
Gotcha, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's better for sure, I think.
But it is curious, like doing things in a way that's meaningful. Like I can see you in your kitchen doing this and having all kinds of fun, and it's meaningful to you. So what the heck is the word for that?
I don't know. I think it might need to be fun. My daily fun. There's probably a better word than that. But
yes, and for you, that might work perfectly.
Yeah, just something that's not, or a celebration. Maybe a celebration.
Celebration, yes.
Or you're celebrating your values, you're celebrating all of you.
Yes.
I kind of like that.
Yeah. There you go. Now we're cooking with some grease, because that implies fun, it implies special, and it probably doesn't matter. It seems like the whole ritual thing is predicated on the routine, and in some ways that's kind of counter to what you're doing anyway.
Yeah, routine is never my thing.
Right, exactly. Okay. Celebration.
Yeah, I like it.
Great. All right. Well, is there any other aspect of core values that we can talk about that would be helpful to you? It seems like you got this going on.
Yeah, this is the easy part to me, almost. I think the other part, though, is actually just to live them. And how do you, I guess it's just awareness, like when you're not living in them, how do you feel, or do you realize you're not living in your values?
So does that happen for you, or when you get grumpy, do you look at it, or what are you thinking?
I think sometimes I don't do them. I mean, I wouldn't probably normally do that, but I'm going to do this now. And it seems like it's kind of almost conscious, but subconscious decisions where you decide, oh, I know that's my value, but oh well. And I don't know how often that happens really, but I guess I kind of know afterwards when I feel icky.
Oh, so you've just participated in something, or you've just finished your day, and when
and
you
I
look
realize
at,
that,
go ahead.
Yeah, I realize that I kind of just totally threw that core value to the wind, or something.
Gotcha.
You know, I don't know which. You know, like at a point where I could have been expansive and shiny, I totally like hid myself or something. And sometimes I get home and go, why did I do that?
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, And do you suppose it's a bit like strengths? Like some days we can really rock our strengths and other days it's like they're getting the best of us or, you know, we're in overdoing them or underdoing them or something?
Oh, probably. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I think like one of them overpowers the rest of them.
Yes. Yes.
That's so funny. I've never really thought of it that way, but that makes total sense to me.
You haven't ever thought of it like that before?
I don't know. Huh. Like, core values are just there, guide you or something, but like, you know, maybe my core value for play just overtook everything and I didn't get any thing done for the day.
Sure.
Or maybe I was just all into doing something and forgot all the rest of them. So it makes sense that one of them could like be driving the bus. I don't know that it's fairly bad because your core values, as in your strengths, are good. I guess until we get out of balance, sort of.
Yeah, exactly.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at mine to see about that, and I'm looking sort of curiously with spacious and playful. Like, if I don't have enough spaciousness, I am no longer playful. I'm just mad and cranky. So
that makes sense.
I don't see that with the others so much. I wonder if there's a difference between a value and then a need. Is a value a need, and then can it become a militant need? Does that make any sense?
It kind of overpowers and...
Yeah. Yeah, like, I'm not budging until this happens. So...
Yeah, I guess that kind of makes it so that one's driving the bus.
Yeah. It seems less likely, though, when I look at the list, it seems less likely with core values than with the interplay of strengths seems very prone to that. You know, if I'm not paying attention, activator or maximizer can hijack everything. Or maximizer strategic together. You know, then, like, there's no room for anything else.
No, because you're busy.
Yes.
Busy strategizing and maximizing everything.
Exactly. So step aside connectedness. Don't have any time for you. Empathy, be quiet. Or empathy takes over and then nobody can talk. But I don't really see that with core values. I'm curious why that would be different. I don't really know.
I don't know, but now that you're saying it in that way, it's, I can see the interplay between them. And for me, maybe some of them do take over, you know, like if I'm in this, you know, having create and play kind of just take over and I forget the rest of them, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm not having him being powered or expanding. I'm just in my own little hole, making my own little thing and not connecting to the other one. Maybe.
Oh, you know what I just saw is if you came out of your hole, then of course it's easier to expand. And what was the other one you mentioned?
Like empower.
Empower, right. So down in your little hole, creating and playing, there's not as much availability or opportunity to expand and empower. But if you come out of your hole, you can still create and play, and you can empower and expand. So
yeah,
that's interesting. Maybe it's just like the strengths, that when all of them are operating smoothly together, there's like a kind of synergy or magic or miracle.
It all just aligns and it's all activated or something.
Yeah, and maybe more complete somehow. Because I'm sure there's a time and a place for you to be creating and playing in your whole, right?
True.
And for your greatest contribution, if you come out of your whole and create and play and empower and, oh, geez, I forgot the other one again.
Expand.
Expand. Thank you.
wait, what? No.
What's that?
I was trying to think what it was, too.
You just contribute more. And even more has a judgment, because there's definitely a time and a place for you to just create and play. I'm sure there is.
Yeah. But it's very kind of comfy and cozy, so maybe I don't want to come out. So I can see where that would be, because the empowering and expanding is kind of pushing the boundaries.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you have a fifth one?
What was it? Oh, well, now I'm on the fence between two now. It was illuminate, but then somewhere along the way I decided maybe it was magical.
Gotcha. And so now you're trying to determine, is it in fact one or the other?
One or the other, or is it just both? I don't know.
Gotcha. Yeah, it could be. All right.
They kind of mean the same things in a lot of ways.
Well, and that's what's important, because I'm sure if you asked 10 people what illuminate means and the same 10 people what magic means, you'd have 10 different answers for each. So it's what you mean that's important.
Yeah, and I think, you know, maybe I was, because I think one of Ephraim's is magical or something, and it kind of started giving me, like, core value envy or something.
There's plenty of magical to go around.
There is. But I was like, oh, I like that one.
Of course. We would expect nothing less from you. Both to pick that one and to like many.
True. And it's funny because For this year, one of my things was to become more magical. So maybe it is magical.
Right. Yeah. I like that way to discern.
I don't know why I didn't think of that before, but I just thought of it now. So maybe instead of illuminate, it's going to be magical now. So.
Okay. Yeah. And so if we go back to the quietly to yourself in your cozy hole, you could bring magical there too, or you could bring it all out to the world also. Is that true?
I think it could be both, yeah.
Yeah, I do too. Nice.
And I think, you know, magic kind of illuminates things, so, you know, it kind of brings things to light. So I think that works good. That's my new one.
All right. Great. Glad we had this talk.
Yeah, me too.
Well, is there anything else we can do about core values right now?
I don't think so. I really feel pretty solid on them.
Yay. Good. Yeah, it's funny, the choosing aspect being different than our strengths. You know, our strengths, we get this nice, neat little assessment. And, you know, I mean, we can choose or not choose. But core values are very internal. We decide. And I would imagine not that they're going to change wholesale, but sort of like what you're doing, the words change. You know, you see illuminate somewhat differently now. And so then you choose magical instead. And it's not like you threw out something and got something completely different, like you decided your new core value was analyze instead of illuminate, right? So it's fun, I think, periodically reviewing them and discerning if there's anything different is actually kind of cool, and it might kind of give you a sense of the growth path you're taking.
I think that's true. I mean, I think, yeah, when you're changing all the time, and so, like, how you see something changes, your perspective changes.
Yeah. Well, good work. You settled in a new place today.
I did. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Now I have new artwork to do.
Yay. Oh, that's even better. And then you'll use new colors and styles, and you'll see it for a while. You probably ought to just redo it as you feel inspired, just because that's fun for you.
Yeah.
And it keeps it fresh.
And, yeah, and every time you're doing it, you think about the words and you think about the values. And
exactly. Yeah. Yeah, like your oil, you're being more present with it.
Yeah, I think that's probably great for me.
Now that we've had this talk, I'm going to have to redo mine because they're on the side of my fridge just on a note card, and it's like, come on, you can do better than that.
Up your game a little.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you could probably write a great poem about yours or something, though, too.
Well, good point. Yes, I think, actually, thank you for saying that, because I think even though I had the example of the body prayer that I did was around what I realized was my genius, and so it has three parts, and so I did a body prayer around those three parts, and I now can remember the body prayer without looking at the words, and I can remember the words without looking at the body prayer from doing that, but I didn't do anything really with core values, so good grief, I need to do the darn homework. So really, I've been doing the homework ahead of you guys, you know, like the worksheets come out whenever they come out, and then it's time for me to do the homework like a few days before we meet, and I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool worksheet, you know, like I didn't even create it. And then I do the worksheet, but thank you for pointing that out. I haven't done it. So I will by next week.
Nice.
Yes, exactly.
Awesome.
Yay. Oh, my goodness. It's always so fun when you get your own session and then you get
awesome.
To coach me. Right.
Anne does for her, and I was thinking a poem would be so awesome.
Right? Thank you. I'll take you on. I will have a poem next week, no doubt. All right. See you next week.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Janet. Bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye.